All right. It's a good morning and welcome to Tech. It's a good morning to you. Welcome, welcome. Let's have a conversation up here right now, you know, on this topic that we are going to have today. We are just continuing to on what we are talking about this week, to say, is there any lesson that we are learning from what is going on, you know, on the global stage right now? You know, is there anything that we are learning that we can use to improve ourselves domestically? You know, is there anything that we are learning? Now, before we get into our discussion for today, yesterday we were finalizing on the issue of the conflict, the possibilities of, if should there be a conflict, what will that conflict mean to tech, to the tech sector, the tech and innovation sector, you know, what will that mean? Because on Monday we spoke about, you know, tech business companies, you know, that are hopeful, the U.S. companies that are hopeful that they can do business with Chinese companies, especially when it comes to tech. But these are, you know, tech. It's tech and business. They are hopefuls. But at the same time, military and politics, they are creating another front line. That's possible. They're creating another possibility where there will almost be a clash between the U.S., Taiwan, and China, or the U.S. and China through Taiwan. So, and we spoke about whether or not businesses and technology companies will really stand the chance to benefit from, or to much mutually benefit from this, the cooperation, to come up with a cooperation when there is a conflict. So it's cooperation versus conflict. Which one is likely to take place? You know, we were looking at that on Monday. We were looking at cooperation versus conflict, because business and tech side of the of things, they are talking about cooperation between the Chinese and the U.S. companies, but military and politics are working towards confrontation or conflict. So they are military and politics. From the political and military point of view, two countries are moving towards conflict, a point of no return, if you like. But from a corporate point of view, from a business side of things and tech side of things, companies are moving towards cooperation. So this the scenarios that are in. And yesterday we tried to conclude. But of course, should you have been busy and you did not have time, you know, you did not have chance to call in, you can call in and we can have a conversation. What do you think about, if you've been following the what is going on what is playing out in the global stage? Now, today we are going to look at financial technology, how the world has become a multipolar, because the world has always been a unipolar. Unipolar means one monkey, you know, dominating a show. If, you know, one monkey for a show. But now there are a lot of other players. One player, which was the U.S. mainly, through its Western allies. They have been the most economic players. They've been deciding the game. And Russia has been playing a backbencher kind of, you know. And China was in the, you know, in a in a sleep mode, and somebody made a statement to say, China is a great sleeping dragon. So, war to the world when she wakes up. Now, Russia has been playing a big bench. They are, you know, from 1989 up to 2004, they've been busy, you know, restructuring their economic sectors, looking more inwardly. They were not really interested in, you know, in the international stage. They were just busy restructuring their economies, or their economy, and, you know, refurbishing themselves. Now we have multi players, you know, countries coming up. They want to be part of the, they want to share the stage. And it is becoming, you know, like we said yesterday, that opportunities have presented themselves. COVID-19 has done that. Many countries have woken up and they are coming up with their own technologies and solutions. You know, confrontations, uncertainties, military confrontations, and financial uncertainties have also created opportunities for various countries to come up with their own solutions. And today we are going to look at the financial system. At the conference, or at the meeting of the Shanghai Cooperation Organization, these are countries, you know, 8 countries that make up the Shanghai Cooperation Organization. So, and Russia has proposed for those countries to use its SPFS. And this is a new Russian SWIFT. This is a Russian SWIFT, a digital SWIFT. So it's a Russian, digital financial SWIFT. Remember, Russia has been expelled from using, or blocked from the international SWIFT. Because there is an international SWIFT that is, you know, that you can use the interbank kind of transaction system that is used, and it is run by the West. So when Russia invaded Ukraine, there have been proposals from the European Union and the, you know, the US for Russia to be kicked out of that system so that they are not able to transact, you know, the transactions will not take place. So when the Russians were kicked out, they also started to propose that everyone buying must buy in ruble. And some countries refused, but Hungary is one of the countries that started buying oil using that system. And of course, there were other agreements such as rupee ruble trade system, or trade agreement, or transaction agreement, that the Indians and the Russians put in place. The Chinese also put in place as a ruble yuan trade or transaction system. And right now, the Russians have developed their own digital system that they have been using inwardly, but now they want to extend it to so that other countries may also use it, so that they are buying using their own currencies. So the Russians have opened up to say you can buy using your currency. You can convert your currency into ruble and the ruble into your currency to do trade, to do business. So, and countries have been invited to use this system. And according to the report, you know, I don't like mispronouncing people's names. So please forgive me. I'm not going to pronounce any name here, so that I may not, you know, I may not mispronounce. So let me just get to the report here. So Russia has its own version of SWIFT. That is the SPS, SP, SPFS. So, Russia wants to boost the volume into the volume of settlements in national currency. They want to boost the volume of settlement in national currency, and they are extending to other countries so that they may be able to use it to buy Russian products using ruble, or you can convert your currency. Now, the way maybe if you have been using PayPal, with PayPal you can actually convert your currency. You can use your currency. So if somebody is paying in Japanese yen, it converts automatically to your currency. You don't need to be. It's automatic. So you are not even charged by the bank for that. So it's automatic. That's a digital system that the equivalent to what Russia has come up with. Of course, the Shanghai Corporation is made up of countries that are 8, and I'm going to go through that list. And there are other countries that want to join, such as Iran, Mongolia, Belarus, and Afghanistan. They want to join. So Iran, Mongolia, Belarus, and Afghanistan want to join the Shanghai Corporation. So if Iran, Mongolia, and Afghanistan join the Shanghai Corporation, that will make the total of 11 countries plus 6 other dialogue countries, you know, 5 of them, that is Sri Lanka, Azerbaijan, Nepal, Cambodia, you know, they are also friendly countries. So Reshetnikov of Russia suggested that all the members of this Shanghai Corporation join the Russian messaging system, you know, so that they will have a non-interrupted banking system. A lot of countries, because of the sanctions that are attached to the dollar, they want to de-dollarize. You know, they want to limit the trade in the dollar, because the US dollar, the British pound, the European euro, the Japanese yen, those five major currencies are prone to sanctions, and many countries do not want. They want financial freedom. They want, you know, to be free. So they are coming up with alternatives. Countries have their inside digital solutions that they are coming up with to make sure that they curb the US dollar, because the US dollar is deemed to be unreliable, especially by many countries, especially in Asia, and some countries in the Middle East. So they want to make sure that they do away with American dollar, British pound, and European. The euro, because this money, this type of currencies are prone to sanctions. So, and countries want to develop the full compatibility, digital compatibility of, full compatibility of digital banking systems, so that they have trade and they increase volumes of trade through their currencies to each other. So now they are talking about a quota of trade turnover between China and Russia that is settled in ruble. So when China is buying certain equipment from Russia, they are using ruble. So when Russia is also buying something from China, they will buy it in yuan. So it is a ruble yuan, a ruble yuan agreement. Now Turkey is also saying it has also increased the export But Turkey is a NATO country, and therefore, but Turkey is also doing business with Russia, but it's a NATO country. Turkey is doing business, surprisingly, Turkey supplying military technology to Ukraine to fight against the Russians, and at the same time, buying or trading with Moscow. So Russia, Ukraine is, I mean, Turkey is playing double standards here, but it's for their own, you know, for their own benefit, because they don't want to lose the Russians, and at the same time, they don't want to lose the Ukrainians. Now, the Russian SPFS system, some banks in Germany are connected to it, and some banks in Switzerland are also connected to it. And there are countries that are using it also, such as Belarus, Armenia, Kazakhstan, and other six countries. You know, there it's Armenia, Belarus. Let me just get it here correctly. Okay, it's Armenia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Kyrgyzstan, and other six countries. So they are using this type of technology in trade, and the most banks in Russia are already connected to this system. Now, surprisingly, there are countries that are the eight countries that are in this Shanghai Cooperation. It's China, India, Kazakhstan, Kyrgyzstan, Russia, Tajikistan, Pakistan, and Uzbekistan, and Iran is due to join. So this countries, they already almost make the total, you know, this is billions of people already, almost 3.5 billion people already part of this type of cooperation, you know, versus 700 million, over 700 million people who are part of the European Union and Western organizations such as U.S.,
Oulum Nangeshifa, Noahara Kushivifa Oma Kuro Kupitira Mohorike Radio Station Aoyo Eagle FM, Enyamukuro Olongaha. Ningekwata fanu na Monica Koshikondosho Ipindi kon Norahita Twimwe, Heari Imwe, Ne Heari, Imwe Imwe Nohamano. That is 0817147116. Mamberewa kon Norahita Tunatu, Bali Oheta Tuvatatu, Ne Nola no Natu. Nenge Dumo emaila. monica@eaglefm.com.na opomone oshijemo shiri nawa
Eagle FM the eye.
Vasco Sartutoze Pahami Iriva International University of Management IUM Bamilem Sakuri Limorisa Zasirimoses Tatama Sa 2023 Rikwaluzwi Martutoze Pahami Zechwaleka Education Health and Social Sciences Information and Communication Technology, Strategic Management and Leadership, Tourism, Hospitality and Events Management, Business Administration, Environmental Studies and Postgraduate Studies. Hamu bataguzi baritabaka wafera kabutungi. Mokwaruleri kepela www.ium.edu.na. Kapa, mupotele liwafisi zerifu kaofi. Mamre nengi wa winduk, toropo ya nkurenkuru. Ongwe ndiva ni wa this day. Kapa, mulize nombo ye tatama 061-433-6000. Hamuzule piri, mukete hande, nukuzule piri niva IUM.
Alright, and there are other countries. Iran will join next month. So, and the upcoming dialogue partners, this includes Egypt, Saudi Arabia, and Qatar. Saudi Arabia and Qatar, those are, you know, dialogue countries, partners that would soon, you know, join. Now there is also a list of countries of the ASEAN countries here. They are called the long-standing guests. This includes the ASEAN countries, like this ASEAN group of countries, like Brunei, Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, Myanmar, Philippines, Singapore, Thailand, and Vietnam. So, and the Commonwealth independent countries which includes Moldova and Tajikistan. So, there are other countries like Serbia, which has a free trade agreement with the Euro-Asian Economic Union is also expected to be given the opportunity to join as other BRICS nations, such as Brazil and South Africa. So if that whole list of countries, that amounts to almost 5 billion people. So you see how people are growing, you know, they are growing the desire to detach themselves somehow to the dollar or to the already existing system or technology system of financial technology system because of its, you know, because of the fact that it is prone to sanctions. So countries do not like any more sanctions to be used as a weapon of war, like what the West have been doing. So there are countries that are now forming up alliances, you know, to detach themselves from Western technology systems and also coming up with their own or signing up to a more friendly technology, as deemed to be more friendly technology, that is the Eastern technology. Now, Africa has SADC, and SADC makes up to 300 million people. That's a vast trade, you know, area. And there is ECOWAS and COMESA. The ECOWAS group, of course, is Economic Organization of State, West African States. And COMESA is also is an economic organization of East African nations. So all, and of course, those are large blocks of trade. But it seems that Africa is not tapping into this opportunity, except South Africa, that is also part of the BRICS. The BRICS made up of Brazil, Russia, India, China, and South Africa. So, and there are other multiple alliances that want to link themselves to these type of digital systems that is not prone to, you know, sanctions as such, and rather one is able to deal with their currencies. For example, if Namibia has to join this type of a system, you will be trading into a Namibian dollar ruble system, just like we are doing the rand, and you know, South African rand can buy here. Of course, the Namibian dollar doesn't buy in South Africa anymore. Of course, like what was happening at Oshikango with the Kwanza and Namibian dollar situation. Of course, that is resulted into Angola paying some billions there. So yeah. But when mechanisms are put in place, you will see countries becoming more free, and the trade the stage of trade being leveled for everybody to be able to play, you know, to be able to play safely there, which means the stage is becoming multipolar, is becoming inclusive, because the Eastern countries are coming up with solutions to, you know, mitigate the issue of sanctions that are very prevalent. And the Western countries have been using sanctions as a weapon of war. And it seems that sanctions no longer work. But the question is, you know, the concern though is Africa seems not to see opportunities. Of course, South Africa is there. Egypt is going to be also part of it soon. But Egypt is because of it being part of the Arab League. Part of the Arab League, of course, Egypt has multiple opportunities as compared to any other country in Africa because of its, you know, alliances with the Arab and Middle Eastern countries in terms of the culture and language. That gives it a little bit of some leverage. But still, the African continent can also see opportunities, can see the opportunities and grab this opportunity, because every country is now looking for themselves. Africa is more concerned about the international community, the international law. But international law have been violated over and over, and some big countries don't respect it. So I'm not saying Africa should not respect the international law, but, you know, it's the situation that we are in now is a fend for yourself situation. So it's a fend for yourself, situation. Germany objected for Russia to be cut off from SWIFT because they are going to pay dearly. They use that to pay for their gas. So they needed a little bit of some SWIFT system in place so that they are able to pay their gas. So Russia has come up with their own digital SWIFT system, and a lot of countries are already using them. I'm using this system. Almost 8 countries are already signed up to the system, and this is going to already boost the Russian economy. And of course, according to report, the Russian ruble has gained strength, and the inflations have gone up, and the Russian Central Bank have actually reduced. They have actually reduced their repo rate. If I'm not mistaken, they have done it twice, and they reduced inflation. So their economy has stabilized. So and their reserve, their international reserve, have grown from $300 billion to $500 billion in 2 months. You know, so that's an economic growth already that has been experienced. Right, 083-2888-401, that's the number in studio if you want to be part of the conversation. We are looking at what we can learn from all this. You know, we are looking at what we can learn from all this. So I've given you the information. What is your take? You know, should Africa also follow the lead? Should Africa follow the lead? Because you'll be sanctioned. You know, there are some currencies that are free from sanction. So you do business, you are free to do business. But there are some sanctions, there are currencies that, you know, if you don't want, we will sanction you. You know, we will cut you off from this, we'll cut you from that, we'll cut you from there. So countries like Venezuela are also making up their mind to say, let's get to a free, more digital, to a freer, more freer technologies that can be shared and that you are allowed to, you know, develop your own solutions and to trade within your own, to trade using your own currency. So this is good news, right? Yes.
Hello, good morning.
Morning.
How are you?
It's fine, how are you?
Good. Yes, briefly. Yes, they are, you know, I don't know, because most of the sanctions, why is it only America who normally gives other countries sanctions? Many a time it's America who gives other sanctions. Their reasoning is that...
because America is not a leader, he's a global leader as far as the West is concerned. So America is a main engine of the Western economy.
Yeah, but even that is the case. Do you need to be, even if you are strong, you are whatever, in any other area, do you want to be bullying others in that manner at all? And I think that is also one of the reasons why the East is also very angry. Because number one, after you have already established your colonies in Africa, and then you now colonize the thing, and if it wasn't the East, honestly speaking, we were still going to be struggling. We're still going to be in operation, perhaps, you know, of the colonialism and all this new colonialism. This is prevailing still now. But why? I understand that yes, the world globally need to work together. So if, for example, because I see that also some other countries, I know for us, Africa, I don't know which Africa now, at least we have been in favor of the system used by the East. Okay? So, but then when the America talks of democracy, they think they are not the beacon of democracy. I don't think so. Even if they are the ones, perhaps you now advocate running, front runners, running They are not the original of this. And why should they just be pushing other people? When they want democracy to be in there, because they are just using democracy as a hidden thing. It's not that they are really interested. They just want to capture and exploit other resources, other countries' resources. So it's good that we should also follow the show, because even look at the how they want the American dollar, pound, as if it's they are the one who originated the money. Why?
All right,
so, France, thank you very much.
Yes. All right. Yeah, I mean, countries want to have a technology that is free from, you know, sanction. They want to be, to have a financial technology that is free from. Yeah, we'll see how many countries will come through. It seems that South Africa wants to also use that SPFS system, because South Africa, being the financial, being the economic powerhouse of course, Nigeria is powerful. Their GDP is higher. They're the Africa's economic powerhouse, but South Africa has the most, Africa's most advanced economy. So, if South Africa had to adopt that ruble rand situation, that is really going to boost the economies of both countries, Russia and South Africa. Yes. Yes, how are you, sir?
I'm fine, sir. Yeah, we are listening. But it's better to call this minister of trade, or which minister maybe you can call, to ask that question.
Yeah, no, we will find them, don't worry.
Yeah, because we need to do something, man. Oh, everything just passed by. Even opportunities there. Africa, we must do something. Eh?
Yeah, no, we should do something. Yeah.
Cannot just see the opportunities, then we leave it like that. Let us try something from scratch. Let us do something. Africa, Namibia. Oh, the opportunity is there. People, countries are trying, but as we are just see them trying, but as we are just waiting to wait to those people to come to manipulating our system here. We have everything here, but don't want to do something. What's the problem with us? We are waiting for a inspector to come up with the idea. And I'm going to ask why America is the only one who put something. Those countries, Russia and the others, they are the one who give power to America. Now he controls them. It's them, not the problem of America. Now America is having power. Maybe they can do something to overcome the power of America. Maybe.
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much.
Okay, sir.
Yeah. I mean, he's saying they somehow countries allowed, you know, the U.S. to dominate and to do some little bit of some bullies, you know, some bullying. Yeah. 0832 384 01.
Good morning, Mr. Frank.
Morning.
Hi. Kamwe ndekele ngo kuita kudia.
Aye. To shafi manango kwe ndekele kuta kudia. Fimbali mwa shope nini. Maimu yapu mwango kudia mu.
Aye. Ndekele kuita kudio buha manuju. Oshitashote shianga poche topo konkuluwa na eshikona konkuluwa na lanu wake lai. Wete France, I am a self-appointed economist.
Okay. Self-proclaimed economist.
Yeah, self-proclaimed economist. Community economist, self-designed. You know, France, America, they are just using their brain to gain wealthy from other African countries, including Britain, who followed America and France. Those countries, even Russia was the first person who was doing that, but later they lost it to America. Now America is about to lose it to China. Now we wanted it to confuse. You know what America do? It's the same with us here in Africa. We done the same things. The African government are colonizing their own people, and the America colonizing other countries. You know, the government only take what the community own, but they don't give what they have. It is just they keep it themselves. The leaders keep them those wealths by themselves. But when they come to us here, they will tell us a lot of things. They put it things in politics so that we can understand. The thing is, how can you give your wealth to somebody who just not even benefiting you? You know, African countries, they put their money in one basket and they give it to either to Britain, either to America, either to France. Now they give it to China. Now China are here in our mangas here. They grab all of the opportunity they see. They grab it. They grab it in sense that they wanted their Chinese people to benefit. Look at these tinas. They have an apartment here in Oshana, a big place which even a resident of Osana cannot have, but they all know that. And as they ran quickly, they went to the Divundu. Yeah, she grabbed another opportunity.
The opportunities, if somebody has money and the land is sold, because the person can only be wrong if the person took land by themselves. But if the person has bought land and has money, what's the problem with that?
The problem is that you take this land from France, you give him 30,000, and the 30,000 will finish within 3 days, and you come back and you divide this land we take from France, I divide it, and you sell it to some of the person to Stina, who is from China.
That's not Stina's problem. That is your problem, because you are the ones that don't know how to negotiate.
It is the problem of the leadership here in African countries,
that is including what we are the world. That is what we are saying, that African countries do not understand the values of what they have. So it's not the buyer's problem. It's a seller's problem.
That is the thing. You know, now they America now have a problem with now Russia, because Russia has think it is. Quickly, that if you wanted to trade with us, you have to have cash, my cash. If you don't have my cash, then I'm no longer trade with you, because they see that the world is cut off, their bank is cut off. Now they think the other way around. Now Russia is just going. They buying now from Russia by force.
Thank you very much. But I'm afraid my time is running out.
But are we here? We're just following a system which cannot even help us. It is not the way. We're supposed to go away with this kind of stupid. Yeah? We say it, we fight colonialism, but we continue just oppressing people. Yeah, it's not good.
Yeah, Neshila, no. So thank you very much. I'm afraid of your next word.
Yeah, thank you very much. I'm sorry, but it is not an insulting word. Sorry.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. 081-083-234-801. That's the number in studio. I can take two or more last calls if you want to be part of the conversation. Look, it's not a problem of the buyer. It's a problem of the seller who doesn't know the value of what he's selling. Yes.
Yes, Mr. Friends.
Yes. How are you?
How are you, my brother?
Good. How are you?
Very good. You answered Neshila very well. The problem we have here, we don't look to what we have and see the value. That's very correct. And I'm even wondering sometimes when people, they are complaining about the Chinese. Look, a China, he come here in Namibia, he bought the land, he developed the land, he recruit people. But who was a Namibian trying to do those type of works that the Chinese are doing here? It's not. But we are just talking.
Even some land is there, virgin.
It's just being, you know, suffering from certain bush encroachment syndrome.
I'm telling you, my brother, I'm telling you.
When somebody buys it and develops it, it's a problem.
It's not a problem at all. It's not a problem. You see, we the complaint is too much, but we are complaining for nothing. Because it does not make any sense. You talk and you cannot develop, you cannot come up with some solution. I'm not saying, like the Chinese who are having money here, they don't maybe pay taxes, they keep money with them. You understand what the Kazimbere the Mbuka said? They said there's no a law, which means there was never any Namibian was having cash, hard cash, like how those people are carrying cash with them. Those people, they are carrying cash. Why? They are doing business every day, every single day they woke up in Namibia. What about us Namibians? We are just talking, run quickly to Eagle FM, talk. After talking, what do you do? Nothing, zero. Eh? We must see, otherwise think that there are people, even though they are not from here. I'm not against, maybe I'm wrong, but at the perception where I'm looking at it, those people, they are developing our country. And we were supposed to learn on how they develop. Who said Namibian people, they must not buy land? Why they cannot buy land? They don't have money. If you have money, what do? You buy land. And if a Namibian buy a land, what they used to say, where do you get the money? It's corruption.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, brother.
Okay. So we have to understand the situation that those people, they are trying their best, at least to... And if you are recruited by a Chinese just give you a portion of a bread to proceed again in the, at the next level. Use that little get, you study. And after that, you leave that job, other one come and join it.
Yes.
Yeah, that's how life can go on.
Thank
not
you
just
very
talking,
much.
Talking.
Thank you very much. Right. Yeah, so guys, we are trying by all means, you know, to bring what really makes sense to us. You know, how do we benefit from all this? Maybe I can take one last call before I sign it off. Yes.
Brother France.
Yes, make it quick, my brother.
Yes. No, just to say, you see, there is people, they are complaining not because they are complaining. They are complaining because things are lifted up above their head. You know, and Chinese are giving privilege. If you look at the business that the Chinese they are running, it's different from the way Namibia they must run. So these are the differences.
Like,
why we
like for you, I will not be afraid to say you like complaining.
Complaining is because complaining is not just because complaining like the previous caller. The complaining of the people are right, because if you look to how Chinese are enjoying the privilege that they have that above our head that we cannot have. You know, I cannot run a business. If I run a business, then I'm having the requirements. But Chinese, they are just running it from scratch. So if in Namibia also we can run a business like that, then we understand, we cannot complain. But if there are sanctions for us, Namibians,
brother,
and not for the Chinese.
Let's do this. Tomorrow I'll come back. I'll come back and we will talk about that. You know, I'll try to find somebody who will come and talk about if it is really difficult for Namibians to run business.
What is the difference between a Chinese who is running a business that is not? What is the difference between a business or a Namibian business and a Chinese business? They must differentiate for us.
All right. Thank you very much, my
brother. Thank you very much.
Right. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time. I couldn't take more calls.
Medusalem gravestones. Ndino ehangano enkondokondo mo Namibia aihe konono. Uharira ndita omamanya gomarudhi ga yoroka ngashi woko ombira yona kusaitu omamanya gokitafura yo mokombitha oshowo omamanya gomashangero dhomapatululo goongeshefa dhetu. Oombelewa dhawo otadhi adhika Morukonda, Okandjengedi, Orundu, Ovenduka oshowo Momaruru. Oena ofanditha ya tameka nare notayi sigo okehulilo lya Auguste momumvo 2022. Kuyerere wa gwedhwa po, dengera Medusalema yemwene ko nora 8128 nenge wutume o email ko mgolukonda03@gmail.com. Medusalem Gravestones, the service you'll never regret.
Being circumcised keeps it clean and reduces a man's risk of getting sexually transmitted infections, including HIV. It's safe and it's free. Man up. Get the smart cut. To book for a free circumcision or to find out more, WhatsApp 081-309-2729 or visit us on Facebook at VMMC Namibia.
All right. I will try tomorrow because this is really becoming very, very, very much interesting. You know, tech sometimes doesn't make sense. You know, when we talk about artificial intelligence and, you know, machine learning, those are good things. But from a Namibian point of view, what one thing we have discovered is that tech at this moment in time does not make sense in many people. So people are looking for bread and butter issue. So tomorrow, I'll try by all means to see if I can bring in somebody who is a guest. And, you know, if not, you know, if not, but I'll try by all means from now or from just here to go and to find somebody who should come in here tomorrow. And not, if not, you know, if it's not live in studio, it should be a telephonic interview, a businessman. Right. Now, let me say my goodbyes to you and we'll meet again tomorrow. Dwight is here. Let me greet him on my way out. Dwight, good morning.
How are you doing, Franz?
Good. How's it?
I'm all right.
Yes.
How's the show been?
Very, very, you know, the calls were just, you know,
flooding in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes, we will continue again tomorrow.
No problem.
So, Dwight, let me hand everything into your hands.
No problem.